Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ, to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Three times in today's passage, the Apostle Paul uses the word called, once to describe himself as an apostle, and twice to describe the believers in the church at Rome. In all three cases, he uses the same Greek term, kletos, which means invited, called, or summoned by God. But what does it actually mean to be called, and is it something we can expect to happen today? The answer is yes, absolutely. God calls us in multiple ways and for multiple reasons. For instance, we're called to salvation. Sin created a barrier between us and God, so he reached out to establish a relationship with us by offering us the gift of salvation through Christ. Called to sanctification. Once we've received Jesus as Savior, he calls us to strive for sanctification, or holiness. Our life's goal is to be holy as he is holy. What our Heavenly Father expects is not immediate perfection, but that we seek him daily for guidance and rely on him for the capacity to live in obedience. And called to service. God has chosen to carry out his plans through those who are saved. Our task is to serve him by walking in a manner worthy of the calling with which we've been called, and accomplishing what he's planned for us in his strength.